For roughly a month, a Brooklyn woman's dismembered remains sat in two suitcases in her own bathroom. Her boyfriend kept living in the apartment the whole time. He used towels and cleaning spray to mask the smell. He called out sick from her job at Macy's, pretending to be her, so the paychecks kept coming. Court documents say he spent some of that stolen money on prostitutes. That's not the opening scene of a horror film. That's the documented finding of the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office in the case of De'Asia Johnson, 22 years old, murdered by her ex-boyfriend Justin Williams in August of 2022. 4 years later, almost to the week, he was sentenced. This is the story of how a piece of paper, an order of protection filed months before the killing, did not stop it. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, the show that reads past the headline to the paperwork underneath it. Today, a domestic violence homicide, a four-year wait for justice, and the sentence a Brooklyn courtroom finally handed down. Justin Williams and De'Asia Johnson had been together for several years. According to the Brooklyn DA's office, Williams repeatedly abused her over that time. By the summer of 2022, Johnson had done the thing survivors are told to do. She got an order of protection, legally barring Williams from her Cypress Hills apartment. In March of that year, he violated it anyway. He was arrested. And then, 5 months later, in the early morning hours of August 22, 2022, he came back. He stabbed her 9 times, 5 wounds to the front of her torso, 4 to her back, striking her heart and a lung. Investigators later recovered a bloody knife as evidence. In the days that followed, Williams took a meat cleaver to her body. Then he just stayed. He lived in that apartment for roughly a month, from late August to September 21st, with her remains stuffed into two suitcases in the bathroom. A neighbor, Stephanie Harris, later told reporters that Johnson's own mother had been afraid for her daughter before any of this happened. That she'd said, in Harris's recollection, "I want to get her away from this building. She's going to end up dead." She was right, and nobody who could have stopped it did. The concealment ended the way these things sometimes end, not through detective work, but through building security noticing that nobody had seen Johnson in weeks. Williams and another man initially refused the guard's entry. The guard smelled something wrong and called police, who forced their way in and found blood in the bathtub, the cleaver, and the two suitcases. Williams was already gone by the time officers searched the apartment. "He has exclusive opportunity into that apartment," NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essig said at the time. "We never see her again." Detectives opened a manhunt, seeking Williams along with several people identified as potential witnesses. It would take weeks to bring him in. Investigators would later confirm what the building already suspected. The remains recovered from those two suitcases belonged to the 22-year-old woman who lived there. Johnson worked at a Macy's in Queens. Williams, from Manhattan's Harlem neighborhood, was 24 years old at the time of his arrest. He is 27 now, old enough, 4 years later, to hear a judge read him a sentence measured in decades. Here's the part that should sit with you longer than the violence does. Williams didn't just kill De'Asia Johnson and hide the evidence. He kept profiting from her death. For a month, he impersonated her, calling her employer to say she was sick, so the checks kept direct depositing. He used her bank account. He used her electronic benefits card. And according to court documents reported by Pix11, he spent some of that money on prostitutes, while her body sat in the next room. That's not a crime of passion anymore. That's a month-long, ongoing decision, repeated every single day, to keep collecting a dead woman's paycheck. Williams was taken into custody weeks after the manhunt began. In October of 2022, detectives interviewed him. He waived his right to remain silent and admitted to killing and dismembering Johnson. On November 7, 2022, Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez, a Democrat, announced the indictment. Second-degree murder, concealment of a human corpse. This defendant is accused of the horrific murder and dismemberment of his former girlfriend, Gonzalez said at the time, adding that he hoped prosecution would bring the family a measure of solace. Prosecutors later stacked on 4 more counts tied to the identity theft, bringing the total to 6. Second-degree murder, concealment of a human corpse, fourth-degree grand larceny, fourth-degree criminal possession of stolen property, second-degree criminal impersonation, and fifth-degree welfare fraud. 6 counts, each one a separate, provable decision. Not one bad night, but a sustained pattern of covering up a killing while cashing in on it. And then the case simply sat. It took nearly 4 years to get from that 2022 indictment to an actual trial. On June 16th of this year, a Brooklyn jury convicted Williams on all 6 counts. The prosecution was handled by Senior Assistant District Attorney Matthew Perry and Assistant District Attorney Ernest Chin, Deputy Bureau Chief, under the supervision of Bureau Chief Layla Rossini. On August 12, 2026, Brooklyn Supreme Court Justice Danny Chun sentenced Justin Williams to 26 years to life. He will not be eligible for parole consideration until he has served at least 26 years. District Attorney Eric Gonzalez, Democrat of Kings County, put it plainly. De'Asia Johnson suffered horrific violence at the hands of this defendant, who then compounded that cruelty with conduct that showed a staggering disregard for her life. His office is the one that indicted Williams in 2022 and tried the case through to conviction and sentencing. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, also a Democrat, sworn in this past January, oversees the NYPD, the department whose detectives ran the 2022 investigation and manhunt. None of these officials created this crime. Williams did that himself, and he's the one now serving 26 years to life for it. But the timeline is worth sitting with. A protective order filed, violated once already, 5 months before a killing it was supposed to prevent, and a case that then took nearly 4 years to move from indictment to verdict. The system produced a real sentence in the end. It did not produce it quickly, and it did not produce it in time to save De'Asia Johnson. The bottom line: Justin Williams stabbed De'Asia Johnson 9 times in violation of an active order of protection, then dismembered her body and lived beside her remains for roughly a month, stealing her wages and her benefits the entire time. A jury convicted him on all 6 counts in June. A Brooklyn Supreme Court justice sentenced him to 26 years to life in August. It is a conviction that took 4 years and a protective order that, on its own, protected no one. That's the documented record, drawn from the Brooklyn District Attorney's own charging and sentencing releases and corroborated by contemporaneous local reporting. Civic intelligence doesn't add a single fact you can't check yourself. Explore every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news under Society, Crime Problem. If this kind of accountability reporting matters to you, subscribe wherever you're hearing this, and we'll see you next episode.